You're listening to SBS News.
Abusive or harmful behaviour can span physical violence, verbal abuse, and controlling actions. Telling people what they can or cannot do, or restricting their options by limiting their access to money and finances, known as financial abuse, can be just as damaging. Studies show about 15% of Australian women will experience financial abuse in their lifetimes. That figure rises to almost 90% for people who've experienced domestic and family violence. Domestic Violence New South Wales Chief Executive Moo Balch says such abuse is extensive and can leave victims disconnected in many ways.
There was a gap in the market, certainly in New South Wales, in terms of having a resource for domestic violence caseworkers, where once the immediate crisis period had finished, in terms of somebody leaving a violent or abusive situation, that actually that period of time afterwards was where women could start doing some understanding around budgeting, understanding around what their rights might be in terms of financial abuse, and starting to rebuild their lives.
The Commonwealth Bank's Catherine Fitzpatrick says the bank decided to take up the cause around 3 years ago. She says it realised the toll the abuse was taking and decided to help people trying to recover. In November 2017, the bank launched a 12-month pilot Domestic and Family Violence Emergency Assistance Program.
So we developed a program which involves providing access to independent specialist trauma counsellors, financial assistance, safe establishment of bank accounts and telephone support, so that we ensure that appropriate communication is available for family and friends. Anyone that's a customer who is aged over 16 and has had a bank account with us for more than 6 months, if they're experiencing domestic and family violence, they can call a 1800 number and then get support that is tailored for them in their circumstances.
The service is now being extended, with an investment of more than $18 million into prevention and support measures across the community. That includes education for young people about gender equity and national training for staff to identify potential financial abuse victims. In its first month alone, the program received more than 87,000 calls, and so far about 6,000 people have accessed assistance. Around half of those who reached out were between ages 22 and 35. Most were from New South Wales, followed by Western Australia, Queensland and Victoria. The co-convener of the University of New South Wales Gendered Violence Research Network, Jan Breckenridge, says although anyone can be a victim, research shows the overwhelming majority are female.
There is a gender inequality around financial security and gender equity in workplaces to begin with. Men, by and large, are much more literate financially, are expected to be in control of finances. And it's not to say that that's always the case, but there would be a tendency that women are more disadvantaged by financial abuse.
She says the abuse can lead to devastating outcomes, both for victims and the community.
If you have people who are employed and they've got access to financial assistance and they're given some sense of financial literacy and control of their own circumstances, it means that they're going to stay in housing, it means that they're not going to go into a poverty trap, and it does mean that you give people an opportunity to leave violent relationships and to stay away.
As of August the 1st this year, Australian workers can take up to 5 days of unpaid domestic violence leave. The move came into effect less than a week after New Zealand passed similar legislation, although for paid leave. The Australian Banking Association and the Australian Securities and Investments Commission have guides to recognise financial abuse. They encourage organisations to work with customers experiencing violence or abuse to resolve any financial difficulties. The National Australia Bank, Westpac and the ANZ all list policies to help both customers and employees in abusive situations. Associate Professor Breckenridge, who's worked with the Commonwealth Bank on developing policies regarding gender and financial abuse, says that bank went a step further.
They started to talk about their frontline staff identifying problems with customers. How do you manage customer disclosure? How do you provide a safe place for customers to disclose? Because very often you might have a victim and perpetrator coming together, and helping staff think through what is their responsibility, how can they safely intervene in situations such as this, what are the red flags that they could be looking for, I think has been quite effective.
Catherine Fitzpatrick, General Manager of Commonwealth's Group Customer Relations, says the public needs to recognise financial abuse can be just as destructive as violence.
Financial abuse is really quite a hidden aspect of domestic and family violence. People think about bruises, but they don't necessarily think about the controlling behaviour that some people might exercise to prevent people from being able to live an independent life.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.